The following audio is via a Skype call.
Do you want to learn how to be you in today's world? Do you know what it means to fulfill your soul script? Well, look no further, because New Soul Radio with Ruby Betty on Transformation Talk Radio starts now. Follow host Ruby Betty as she explores original, powerful, and revolutionary concepts that will ignite an infinite fire within each of you. This hit show provides profound wisdom alongside radically simple techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. Awaken your potential and master your destiny on New Soul Radio.
Wow, everyone. I am so thrilled to have Ruby Betty joining us here today. This is her show. This is New Soul Radio. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to hang out and spend this very special time with her and all of you, whether it's on Facebook Live right now or whether you're listening through one of our many, many, many affiliates. Today's show is so very important. You know, today we're going to be talking about what does it mean to recalibrate to the cosmic consciousness. And Ruby's going to take us on a journey with not only what does this mean, but, you know, in the work she's done, whether it's the laws of creation, the speed of time, all of that, you know, what we're looking at is the message that's coming forth in the new soul and the new soul journey. Today, I'm so thrilled to have her back on air and why recalibrate is so important in all of our lives right now, right now. Ruby, it's great to have you here. It's great to be back with you.
Thank you, Pat. I have to thank you first for including me in your world. You know, I think it's the most beautiful platform you've created. And I see how you are always sprinkling these new ideas and just throwing seeds everywhere. So when I think of your show and you, I think of spring and harvest at the same time. So it's just brilliant. Thank you so much for inviting people and allowing people to tell their stories and share their wisdom.
Wow. So, thank you.
Recalibration is, the thing to do for these days. It's the story of life. So if we go back to our lives, to our world ages ago, how did we grow up? We grew up we were told stories. We were told stories about life, about people. Our ethics came from there. Our morality came from there. We were introduced to this big power, which is God, if you were in a religious household. And that God controlled everything. So there was punishment, there was rewards, so you had to be good, and you were being watched at all times. So one may say that God was the frontier. And that was the yearning to reach God, to connect to God. And we had fear, but we wanted to be there. But at the same time, I think that we as Earthians all felt that we could probably never be that because it was so beyond. And especially if you think of God in a personal way, like a bearded man or some wise old mother sitting in some address in heaven or whatever. Yeah. So, but then the Earthians get scared, you know, because we'll probably never be there because we carry so many emotions, including guilt, shame, jealousy, envy, love, you know, all of that. So we could never reach there. So I think the gap between where we were and what we were expected to be was far too much for us. And we've grown up in that world. And if now you can imagine being in a big house or a big space, even an auditorium, say, with many people with different beliefs, but everybody's scared of some God. But their own, whatever. So there is fear of that. And now being confined to this one space. So we all grew up on Earth confined to a belief system, even though they were different. So what I learned earlier on and what I've experienced that with these belief systems, it's hard to break the, it's hard to get out of that house or that dome, or you somehow get trapped into it. So we become a prisoner of our own beliefs and our own minds. So we've basically had very egocentric lives. So I'm so-and-so, daughter of so-and-so, this is what I have. The rest of the world is out there. It's not me. Then we've got these, which is the individual consciousness, which really helps, but also it's got the downside where you are isolated. You're collectively isolated, you're cosmically isolated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we've got the collective consciousness, and sometimes you learn that, oh, all the people are you because religion teaches us, and or maybe it's science, you know. So there's similarity. So you try and include and try and be the we, but the belief system doesn't break. So I would say that we have been in this prison, which is the mind cell. And how do we break out of that to actually be free? And what is our next frontier? So I would say our next frontier, immediate frontier, is the cosmos. And at this time, with science, what it's doing, and what mystics have always said, I think we've got a perfect combination to all those energies and frequencies have manifested now. So it's no longer just the we, the people. It is we, the cosmic. We. So that level of intelligence is already manifested. So I have taken it upon myself. It's a self-appointed job, if you may say, to access, to help people access that cosmic consciousness. So that's the only time. So imagine living without beliefs, having very fluid, flexible system mindset, which is not so hard. You're curious, you're exploring. And as a mystic, maybe I experienced that myself, and that's where... it's not too much of a difference between a scientist and a mystic.
No, there's not. But I love what you said, and I want to just make sure that folks understand what we're talking about. When we talk about recalibrate, and to hear you speak about it so beautifully, you know, as a mystic, as someone that is out in the world that is consciously connecting and recalibrating to various energies, you know, it's fascinating to see you and me here today. Two people that perhaps if we were to look at our friends, they would be asking us, what are you doing? You know, why are you creating this? I mean, this is a big job. You know, why are you out there creating a platform for transformative change or a media network for positive transformative change? And they want to know why. And, you know, why is not a question that I use very often, because I rarely, rarely have an answer that actually is the truth, right? I know, you know, we're on a mission, but recalibrating is so fundamental to moving forward. And I think that's what's key about what you're saying.
Yes.
Right? We must recalibrate to move forward.
Yes, we can't survive otherwise. We'll get burnt out. And we can see that. We've come to a dead end with many things. Many systems already are not really working. So there's something very wrong with the fundamentals. And so we have to take the leap. And many of us have taken the leap. And we can only take people where we are, basically. So, you know, we've been working on this, experimenting with this. For me, my life's job is that I could experience these energies, these different cosmic dimensions very early, but didn't have strategies how to get there. So you needed the techniques, you needed the way. And that takes a long time because the technique has to be so simple, non-invasive, non-violent, because you try and change a belief. You know how violent people get because we are so opinionated. We really believe, we are hardcore believers in ourselves. So I think you and I have no choice.
Right.
We have to do this.
We don't. We don't. Yeah. You know, there's a man that came along in our history back in World War II. And this is a man that by all other respects ended up in a concentration camp. And basically, like the millions of others that ended up there, would have been just one more soul. But he recalibrated. And he recalibrated over and over and over again. And as a result of his recalibration, the body of work around creating our own reality took hold in contemporary society. And it took hold without the element you're bringing to the forefront, without the element of, you know, looking at the mystic. This man was Viktor Frankl. And he created his own reality in horrific situations. And yet, Ruby, here's my question for you. As human beings in our old soul, not our new soul, we find the idea of recalibrating daunting, overwhelming. We find the notion of doing that overwhelming. Yet, if we don't, the degree of stuckness which we will experience is absolutely horrific. So how is it that we can talk with folks today, not as if recalibration was an option, but it's actually what the new soul requires?
Yes, I think it becomes very hard because, you know, we want change, but we resist change. So it's very hard if you try and explain to people that they will resist. So what happens is that if we can show the people the techniques, which are so simple that automatically, spontaneously, you'll be accessing different fields and very quickly in the now time, not like 5 days later, four days later. Yeah. Because the minute you recalibrate, that intelligence starts to, we already have it in us. It's already in us. So it's not like we're learning something new. We're simply doing a technique, which is very simple. We're already, many of us are doing some technique to get further, to be more successful. It doesn't matter what we're doing, we're using some techniques, maybe some meditation, maybe some other techniques. So there are some really simple and brilliant techniques that we just apply, start to apply. And when you tell somebody, the level of intelligence they will access, and the level, like peace will not be a goal. Happiness will not be a goal then. Imagine that, where peace and happiness, contentment, fulfillment are not a goal. They're outcomes of just how you're living. Yeah. So imagine that. So when we get to that space, I think it becomes a bit attractive for people to try.
Well, exactly. And then when we come back from break, not only are we going to talk about that, but we're going to talk about the new intelligence that's within each and every one of us, why it's significant, and why it's being called forth now in the world. What is it about our modern contemporary society that is being connected through technology that is now trying to figure out, what do I believe in? What do I value in this world? Am I willing to take a risk? And like so many are looking at today in this country, canceling a television show rated number one because of a humanity issue. Let's take a short break. We will be right back. Ruby Betty is in the house. I'm Dr. Pat. We're taking your calls. We're taking your questions. 1-800-930-2819. Or go over to Facebook, Transformation Talk Radio. Type in your comments, your question, and we will get them on air. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to E3 Influence Radio. Own your impact. Master your world.
In this new hit show, Sarah Luce, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, teaches us how to achieve our greatest potential to positively affect everything and everyone. The time is now to enlighten our minds, empower our hearts, and take energized action to raise the consciousness of our planet. Sarah shows us how with simple, easy-to-implement steps. To find out more about Sarah Luce and her E3 Influence program, visit sarahluce.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I am so thrilled to have all of you tune us in, turn us on, and join us on Facebook. And I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. But today I get to sit in a actually witnessing seat to introduce all of you to New Soul Radio. Ruby Betty joining me here today. How to be you in today's world. And, you know, one of the things that I know that Ruby has created, she's, you know, created more than a concept, an idea. She's created a way, an approach, a methodology so that all of us know how to activate this new soul in each and every one of us. Today, we're talking about recalibrate to the cosmic consciousness. What does that mean? We've just talked about that. And we're going to be talking about what the new intelligence is and why it's significant. Ruby, before we do, can you take a minute, first of all, to tell folks how they can find out more about you, but also to make sure that folks know they can tune into your weekly meditations, all of the above. What's the best way for folks to do that?
Pat, the website is rubybedi.co. I'm really active on Facebook. So Ruby Bedi again. And also, I do a Facebook Live every Thursday. And just touching on beautiful topics, taking a lot of questions, doing active meditations. Active meditations, my meditations are more plugging into the consciousness. And all the techniques basically are to develop a conscious life and to go beyond the atmosphere of our beliefs and that gravity zone. So almost going beyond the earth to experience the source energy. All the meditations are like that. So that is one way to get hold. Then there's Twitter, there's Instagram, and all Ruby Bedi's. So it's pretty accessible. And my greatest interest lies in not just information, because we've known for a long time about the cosmos, and we've been talking about it, using these words. But I think that's at some level more information, because when it comes to actually living, and you listen to the people, you listen to the language, And this is the biggest difference. You can tell by the language the person's using as to where they're located, what mm-hmm. their address is. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting because people use big words because we all have access through Google and YouTube.
Yeah.
And we have all of that. But it takes actually, it's not life's work, but it's made very easy in these times. And the nice part about this intelligence is since it's already manifested, we don't have to work 12 years. We don't have to perfect it in any way. So if you have manifested it consciously, your language will convert or calibrate, recalibrate the other people. Just your language being in that presence will recalibrate too. So it's the fastest way. And what we were doing for, it took so long in this with the new speed of time, we are just very quickly adapting to it.
Yeah.
So the difference in intelligence is not just night and day. It's beyond years. It's beyond even our comprehension. Imagine living without beliefs. Choosing situations. For every situation, you may use some belief, but then you can, the situation goes and the belief goes with it. Fresh, new again. Where you're not thinking, there's not that much. You're not using the mind or your perspective, your personal perspectives even. You're just so present in that situation. And it's a non-thinking mind, almost like a non-mind living state. Because the intelligence is far greater and it's governing everything right now. Like if you look at the birds, the crows, the bees, the tree, the mango, the fruit, it doesn't matter what it is. How do they communicate? They're just doing their own thing. Everything is doing their own thing. So imagine that level of intelligence where there's a knowingness. And that communication comes, it's a very silent also communication that comes from knowingness. We are not noisy about it. We are not telling people what to do, but in that presence, things get done. So it's hard to describe in words. We can describe what is, but what is not manifested is really hard to describe at times. But it's with a short 2-minute experience, people can know the difference, the type of energy they yeah. have. Because we usually have very tired energies.
Yeah.
When we think of our body, how tired, we'll start to complain or we'll start to... We don't have that focused source. So what happens is when we're trying to manifest something in life, we actually seem to lose out or abort our intentions very quickly because we don't have the focused energy to accomplish that.
Yeah.
So it's become really hard for us to do that. So
yeah.
I'm talking about a very strong focused life, focused energy, very conscious. You're not blowing your horn because we don't have the egocentric behavior patterns in that. You and I are communicating because we are co-creators. We want to create something. So we are jiving. We're in that swing. So imagine that, a river flowing, many things flowing with it. So we, humanness is the flow in which all activities and creativity flows. It's hard to express. Poetry is the best way to do it.
Well, it's hard to express, but, you know, let's talk about this further because you have an approach that you've developed and you're going to share things with
yes.
us today, which is so very important. One of the things we know is we know when we are not feeling good. We
yes.
know when there's something bugging us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we may not walk around to pay attention to how joyful or how happy we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other people see that. But our despair is our greatest secret.
Yes.
See, others may not know it, but we know it. And it's a sign. It's a signal. It's information. It's a calling. It's an opportunity for us to change. You know, we think about it as, oh, tragic. But it doesn't have to be because you said something in the new soul, in the recalibration. It doesn't have to take a lifetime. And that's what I want to make sure everybody listening hears from you today. It doesn't have to take a lifetime. When you walk down the street, Ruby, and I walk down the street, and we're walking, let's say we're walking very fast. We're going from here to there, and we're walking, and we're almost in a jog, and we're hurrying up to get there. But out in front of us, we see a giant hole. We don't stop and say, oh my gosh, there's a giant hole. Wait, let me think. Should I step in the hole? Should I go around the hole? Should I jump out? We don't do that. Our very nature is to say, I'm just going to keep walking. I'm going to take one step to the left and I'm past it. And what you're talking about is we have the ability to do that in our consciousness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a two techniques, actually. One is more active than the other. So the first one is a plug-in technique. So not quite a meditation, but it's just a plug-in. So if we just take 2 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever time we can afford to, so 10 minutes, imagine now having just sitting with yourself and experiencing your own energy, without thoughts, without emotions, without feeling. So we've learned to use a lot of emotions and stuff, but I'm talking about just basically not paying attention to all of that, just experiencing your energy. The entire focus is on the energy. Now, the nice part is that there's no separation between energy and awareness path. They're not two things. Awareness rises from the energy. We are aware because of the energy, because we are energy bodies. So we are looking, energy is looking at itself. It has an inbuilt system of awareness. So they're not two things. So when we start to, the energy, the awareness energy is emitting, and we are using that awareness to go back into the source field, into the energy, without thinking, without emotions, without feeling, without noticing the breath, without noticing even the pulse. Now, just plug in. What that does is 5 minutes or 2 minutes, like within a second or a few seconds, you'll feel that there's this blast of energy, like just building, this huge magnetic field that's building. So you start to feel full of that energy because you've now absolutely entered your own energy field, your own source field. So this is a plug-in experience, which actually we have to keep repeating, maybe 5 minutes or 20 minutes. What this does is it cancels all that burden stresses and all the belief systems. So now you have greatest energy source. Within the energy source is the new mind, the new ideas, new inspiration. We're accessing a different level of energy, because when energy refines itself, it becomes conscious of itself more and more, the level, the outcome of which is higher intelligence, higher intuition, higher awareness. So all of that is built in. It's a one-step program of plug-in. So when people hear me, they say, oh, how do we do that? So I would just suggest, try it for a minute. Just try it. And don't allow the thoughts, emotions, and feelings to come. Now, as we built it within 15 days or 5 days or 1 month, whatever, this field gets bigger. All of a sudden, everything else is that you don't need, that is redundant and burdened, is scratching away. It's deleting itself. It's an automatic deletion. And it's an automatic addition or growing of this new field, the source field, and which actually we say is the cosmic force, because it doesn't have a local mind. It doesn't have a personal mind. And that level of intelligence is to die for, I think. It's really, really brilliant. So the first step is the plug-in technique. Was I clear in that, or should I?
Yeah, we have to talk about this, because when we're looking at making a change, Ruby, here's the thing, and I talked about this earlier this week. You know, we have people in our popularity, right? football players, sports, Olympic champions, people that are doing things at an amazing rate. They are recalibrating at an invisible, unconscious level 24/7. They don't talk about it. You just see them. Everybody asks them, what do you think about that ball you throw? And then they give you some answer.
Yeah,
but the
yeah.
reality is, when they let go yes. of that ball, that football, that baseball, that basketball, whatever the yes. thing is, that last shot that won the game, they are not stopping and thinking, well, wait a minute, Ruby.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think I'm recalibrating yeah. right here? Do you think,
yeah.
you think, do I have the right recalibration?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I don't know if I do. Should I take the shot or not? That's what we're talking about, that we can incorporate 24/7,
yes.
everything we do, every day of our life, right?
Yes.
What is it about a mother that has a child, a little baby that she's working, that she has, that she's watching out? All of a sudden, you know, she's in the kitchen and it takes her eye off the child for a minute, but feels something, knows something,
yes.
is in the moment yes. of something. And all of a sudden turns around and she looks and she's watching her child
yeah.
perhaps do something that is not exactly safe. See, we have it.
Yes, we have it.
What
yes.
are we going to do to use it?
Yeah. How do we become conscious of it?
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And what do we do to get away from the fear?
Yeah.
What do we
yeah.
do to get away
yeah.
from the fear, the doubt, the anxiety, and get back to our core new soul center that is divine and perfect and complete?
Yes, yes. There is, we can't run away from our own minds. How do you leave your mind behind? So when people take holidays and they say, I'm so burnt out, I have to get away. Well, you're taking your mind with you. You're not getting away. So, and wherever you go, your mind will prompt the same thoughts, the same voices. Voices come from belief systems. That's all. The voices are all those belief systems that are constantly, it's years of programming, hypnosis, social hypnosis, that we keep repeating patterns. And so my second technique that goes hand in hand with this is exactly what you were just mentioning about these football players and all.
Yeah.
It's about goals. So I made it so simple, so simple. Now, if we were to set goals, if we don't have a bigger goal, fine. I'm not even asking people to have a larger goal, a larger vision. Never mind that. Our actually frontier is unlimited. We're always, I just call the cosmos our immediate frontier because
yeah.
it'll help us all. But
yeah.
It could be anything, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So larger goal is all, humanity is all moving towards that. I feel that in order, we have taken this life only to move forward, Pat, only to move forward, because humans are conscious species. We're the only conscious species that we know of right now. And we, in order to get to that best of our potentiality, we take human lives, we create humanness. And this humanness is the vehicle of transformation, of moving forward. So coming to goals, we all have goals. Mother has goals, a child has goals. It doesn't matter what religion you are, we all have goals. So how simple would it be if we had simple goals and we are here today, and now whether they're health goals, whether they're learning goals, education goals, financial goals, social goals, whatever those goals are, we know we are here, we create steps, I want to be there, so I've got the goal, I've got in black and white, it's really tangible. Goal is something has to be measurable, has to be tangible, has to be in black and white. You should be able to see it at any given time where you are on that journey. And there's a measure of it. So our goals shouldn't be intangible. Not I want happiness, not I want peace, not. It has to be something very basic. Now we start to achieve and accomplish these goals. How are we going to do it? We're going to do it with learning. Learning is very important. So we have to keep learning. learning. We have to keep educating ourselves. So if I want healthy options, my health goal, I would want to maybe go on the YouTube, listen to nutritionists, listen to people, how they run, or what is the latest? What is the latest science on this? So I have to keep learning. So curiosity basically is my way. Then I'm going to explore that and experiment it. Once I've experimented, I'm going to apply it more and more. Now, this increases my self-knowledge, and that's what I'm after. I'm going to now apply the knowledge. As I learn, I will start to teach. My knowledge gets bigger. So the goals are very simple. It's a journey of learning and teaching and accomplishing and achieving.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether it's a money goal or whether it's other goals. Keep the goals achievable, different from your emotions. Do not attach them to emotions. You do things because you are born to do things. You create things because that is your nature to create things. So if we got to the bare naked, just bones, as simple like that, simple. 1 week of this, people will feel light and they will start to experience a mind, or I mean thoughts or level of intuition that they may not have accessed before. And there's a lightness about. And now imagine 1 week after, 1 week after, 1 week after. So this is part of the recalibration program. We are already doing it, but now we are just doing it where we just remove all that gravy that we, you know, how our passion was the goal. Follow your passion. I'm saying cut it out. Outcome of this is passion. Outcome of this is happiness.
Yes, cut it out. I love what you're talking about. Let's talk about what happens when we go down that pathway. I can't talk about other people that are watching on Facebook or listening to the show. I don't know what everybody's individual experience is, but I'll tell you my own emptiness inside for a large part of my life was because I now look back and know that I was in search of something that I thought was lost and I didn't have. And I was caught in the loop of trying to find something that I thought was lost and I didn't have, and the reason I couldn't find it is because I already had it.
Yes, you could never find it. How can you find something you've never lost, Pat?
That's right. But that is what today's message is really about, because if there was a call to action about recalibration, it might be that I can't even put a time value on it. Time is not really a good factor, but I don't know how else to explain it. There's a moment of realization in the example I gave where you're walking down the street. There's a moment where the light bulb goes on and somehow you are beelining it from where you were to where you want to go. You are like, boom. But there's a moment of realization where something happens somehow. And all of a sudden you realize if I continue at this pace and I don't recalibrate, I am going to end up in that pothole and that is going to be ugly.
Yes. So I would say people who are right now have severe stress or any stress, distress, anxiety, panic. These are all signs that we are too crowded. There's a lot of noise. We are, the earth has become crowded with opinions and belief systems. Oh. We have lots of room, space on the earth, but it's very tight right now. So we are almost going to destroy and create inner fights and outer fights and a lot of violence because we are clashing. So you're absolutely right. Somewhere along, if we have these symptoms, we know that we need to do something. And, you know, one thing I actually, as you were speaking, I just thought of about this pothole. Many people reach this pothole and they see that they think that God created it, if you're religious minded. And we all have some kind of religion in us. It doesn't matter what we believe.
Yeah, we do. Are, we have an idea.
Yeah. So a lot of us people believe it's destiny or it's God. And another thing I want to say, can we keep God out of the equation when we're setting goals, please? Because it doesn't work. Because if the door says God, open, closed, it doesn't matter. I'm going to leave it to God to make it happen. I'm saying let's remove that nameplate of God from all the doors and the windows. Let us actually explore to the best of our ability. If we need to fight, let us fight exploring at least and experimenting. But without the God, what happens is when we have God picture, we have a lot of faith. We don't have knowledge because we've never explored it ourselves. We wait for a higher power to do it. So what if we even for the time being take God out of the equation and just set the goals? I'm going to do it because I have the ability to do it. If I don't have the ability to do it, I will learn the ability to do it.
Yeah, let's play with this for a minute because I love what you're talking about. I love this. Let's play with this for a minute. See, the reality is of this for a lot of people that are thinking about God, Buddha, Allah, you know, Baha'u'llah, whatever it is, whatever the name, the 99 names of God, whatever they are. You know, my friend told me that in the Hindi practice, there were like 99 million faces of God. Okay. Whatever that is, here's a thought I want to explore with the conversation we're having on the new intelligence. My mom said to me a long time ago, so long, right? Because I'm a little bit older. Long time ago, my mom said to me, all of us girls, we're three girls. We were three crazy girls. Three girls. We drove my dad crazy. But my mom's looked at us one day and said, you have to stop blaming God. And she didn't say take God out of the equation. She said something a little bit different. And I wonder if it's the same. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. What she said to us was, in God's world, everything is in possibility. There are no limitations. There aren't any second thoughts. There aren't any questions of, am I going to achieve a goal? Do I need a goal? And what my mom said, and I'm telling you, my mom didn't graduate high school. Okay, we're not talking about somebody like you're going to pay 30 grand to go see in a New Thought talk, right? This is my mom. Had her first child at 12, second child at 13, right? Here's what she's left us with as kids. She said, all things are possible. It's already done.
Yes.
So there's no conversation
yes.
about what you're not, you haven't done.
Yes.
Because the minute you write down what a goal is as if it's not done in the life force energy, it's not understood because it's done. Now, it's taken me a lot of years, Ruby, to really contemplate that. What do you think my mom was saying?
You know, it's so similar to this thought. And that's what I mean. We all have this cosmic spirit
yes.
and cosmic intelligence. And sometimes through adversity and suffering or hard situations and struggles, we tap into it because the pain is so deep or the distress is deep, automatically we leap into it. But we may not be so conscious. So you were really lucky enough to have a mom who at such a young age
yeah.
was parting this wisdom. Obviously, there was no studying. Obviously,
no.
She didn't know about the cosmos. So, and yet, where is she coming from? When I was born, I was the fourth daughter of a very prominent lawyer. So, but I was the fourth daughter, and it was not cool to have four daughters and no son. So the first...
Right.
Yeah, first thing I hear is, oh no, God was, why is God punishing Shukla, which is my mother's name?
Right.
And why he's such a good man, my father, he helped so many. Why did God punish? Oh no, it's a girl. You know, let's give her for adoption, whatever it was, right? So my search began for this darn God who somewhere is sitting with some address because I needed a lot of answers. For a lot of things that it wasn't just me. I just wanted to know, why am I talking to the crow? Why does the crow, you know, is it my delusion? Am I schizophrenic? Like, I needed to know what this was very early, not in this language, but I needed to talk to somebody. So as I grew, God was the frontier for me because I felt the answers would come from there. But when I realized that it's not a God of who will, you know, we tap into God when we don't have answers. We tap into the God of distress. We tap into the God of anxiety. When things fail, we tap into God. I thought, how can I only tap into this God of pain that, because that's right. The only reason, the drive. So there's got to be something very wrong, you know. How do the birds live? They die, they again fly, they...
Right.
You know, so I sort of kind of made up my own imagination and own stories that they're... it's a great imagination to have a personal God there. But I thought, it's not it. It can't be. There's no one person there.
My
it's
mom.
Just nature. Exactly.
My mom would say, and she didn't have the words of the quantum physicist, right? But she would say, we're all energy. We are energy. We affect each other.
Yes. Yes.
You have to be kind. And she would talk about this and talk about what kindness was. And she would talk about how to use the most powerful energy we have within the human skin. We're human.
Yes, yes.
And she would talk about in the face of absolute horrific acts, and my mom was part of some horrific acts. In the face of those, nobody can steal your joy. Nobody can steal your kindness. Nobody could steal your good nature. No one. No one has control over that. Are you going to give up your power? And I never understood this as kids.
Yes.
She had it. She would say it with like a Southern accent because she was from the South. So it always sounded so sweet and so cute. You know what I mean? Until later on, I got to talk with her about it. And she still sounded sweet and cute, right?
Yeah.
You know, but then she would talk about things like, listen, you either get to create what you want here or you die without creating it. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But let's get back to this point about intelligence because it really does bring us back here. You work with people all over the world. You speak, you do meditations, you're in front of people, thousands and thousands of people. This is your new message, so to speak, or let's call it your recalibrated message.
Yes. Yes.
Right. What is the end game for us if we think about the opportunity right now today to align with the new intelligence and to live our lives from this place? What can we create?
Yeah. Till I would say almost early last year or mid last year, a lot of things that I was hearing were Band-Aid treatments. So, you know, you are trapped, you are imprisoned. You look for ways to make your life comfortable. So I heard people using a lot of, whether it's the law of attraction, whether it's other modalities, whether methodologies, a lot of that. But trying to fix a bit of your life, trying to make yourself a bit happy. Then if you noticed how happiness became a big goal, you know, we were chasing happiness. We were before that chasing peace. So side by side, peace and happiness kind of go together. But this year, I'm actually finding that people are distressed. And I've never seen so many men with anxiety attacks as I'm seeing now. In the corporate world, everywhere else, there's actually men and people who are saying, I have panic attacks. Yeah, I've not seen that. Because we've become stifled. We can't breathe anymore. There's no more oxygen of new thought and new mind here. So we are trapped. These are the signs. And this is happening all over, all spheres, everywhere. So children are having panic attacks. Kids are having, you know. So these are all signs that we need to move on. Now, I have seen whether it's India, it's very traditional culture, yet very modern. A lot of people will keep doing what they're doing, but they won't talk about what they're doing. They're not transparent enough because they're not bold enough yet, because the society is still that hypnosis, social hypnosis, that you cannot do this or it's not allowed or you will be boycotted or something like that, right? So people are doing their own thing, not saying they're doing it, which is another trap, because it doesn't make them free. It gives them slightly schizophrenic lives because they're hiding their big secrets. So I think right now I'm actually seeing that people want a way out, and they want a natural way out. They don't want to fight while going out. They don't want to leave their families. They don't want to abort what they're doing. They don't want to go to the Himalayas. They don't want to go to boonies to meditate like with gurus like that. They want to live their lives as they are, but in the most, with the highest potential, because they've become aware that there is the world. There are a lot of smarts available because there's a lot of intelligent people already recalibrated. And whether they're scientists, whether they're in different fields, they're showing us that this is all possible. So I think I would say that it's a turning point already. It's a giant wave. People want something new. They are ready to break down. They're at the cusp of the breakdown anyways. So it's not, it's just stepping into a new thought. And they just didn't know where to step into. You don't know how to change it. Because we've been fixing little things, small things. We don't know how to create a radical shift, how to radically recalibrate. So, and we've been doing it with thinking and emotions, right? But I'm saying cut out the emotions, cut out that faith part, and just be on your own. Explore the world and do the best you can. Try it for a month. Try it for a week and see what happens. It's brilliant strategy.
Yeah, I want to thank you for today. I cannot believe that this hour has gone by so quickly.
It's gone by already.
Gosh, what the heck?
We're done.
We're almost done. We got about 2 minutes left.
Oh my God! I'm not even done.
I know, but we did talk about a lot, and
yes,
you're be coming
yes.
back. You're Ruby,
Absolutely.
By the way, is a regular. So Ruby, this is just the beginning, and we're talking about recalibrate. I want to ask you this question. First of all, how can people find out more? For the Facebook folks, you've been getting information throughout the show. For the rest of you, let's give out a website. Tell people how they can watch your meditations. And then also lots coming in future shows.
Yes.
Please tell folks. And thank you so much.
Thanks. So it's rubybedi.co and Facebook. And I'm actually coming with a one-day workshop, which will be the five tenets, the five commandments or declarations. So that'll give them a personal experience of with techniques of what I'm, the transformation I'm talking about. I like stuff that's radical and fast and simple, because it doesn't burden, it doesn't create another burden on our lives. So I feel the strategies are very simple. And I really want to end with Rumi's words, who I love so much, that why be imprisoned when the door is opened?
Yeah.
And whether it is that prison is a mindset, whether it is the earth, whatever our limitations are, the door is open. And cosmos is the immediate frontier for many of Earthians. Let's move ahead. Just let's move.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, Ruby Bedi, everybody.
Okay.
I'm Dr. Pat. And again, please, please tune in to Ruby's meditation. She'll be back next month. I can't wait to hear about the workshop you're offering. I think that's going to
yes.
be incredible. And this is an invitation for everybody. So I want to be clear about this, Ruby. This is not a selective invitation. What you're talking about is available to everyone, and you are the teacher. You are the one guiding folks to this new soul journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a short break. We're not done, and I'll tell you, Ruby's not done. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to New Soul Radio, How to Be You in Today's World, with host Ruby Bedi. thank you, and we hope you join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio as Ruby explores new rules for new souls and the ability to fulfill individual soul scripts and master one's destiny. For more information on Ruby Betty and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit her website at rubybetty.co. That's rubybetty.co.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.